Okay, to recap, the first step, the first thing we can do, the most important thing is to make a decision to try to be more sensitive to higher contact, and to assist us on the way, control over the physical side of life. Now, this doesn't mean you have to go on a purely vegetarian diet or can never have a drink or can never drink tea or whatever. The purpose of the religious teachings around this aspect is to teach you self-control. And that's one of the reasons, one of the good things that religions do is they teach you certain, every religion has different things that involve control over the physical related to sex and appetite. And they direct you toward self-control. And this is what the person needs to have, is self-control over his physical appetites. This is what he must demonstrate. Once he's demonstrated that and comfortable with it, then most everything is won't hurt him in moderation. But if for some purpose he needs to be even extreme, he can do it. But if there's no purpose involved, then he can be fairly moderate and accomplish whatever he wants to do. The main thing is to get control over the physical. So the person has control of the physical doesn't have control over him. And when he reaches this point, he's removed the first major barrier between him and his soul. The second major barrier is negative emotions. We need to dispel these negative emotions. And the most important thing that we can attain is to not let the emotional self dictate our actions. If somebody hurts our feelings, you might want to respond, but you don't respond as your emotional self tells you to respond. You respond in a way that your mind tells you makes sense to respond. And sometimes that response may be tough, and other times it may be gentle and loving. There's a time and place for all things. There's a time to respond vigorously and maybe strongly because the person needs that response to get the message through to him. Other times, maybe you respond to a hateful statement with something loving. I mean, there's no formula that's black and white that's always right. It's just like laws, speed laws, for instance. Normally, speed laws are okay, but quite often you can go 5 or 10 miles an hour over the speed limit and don't hurt anything. You know, it's completely safe.
That's so where emotional freedom technique comes in. Mm-hmm. You know, that is an emotional freedom, and using that, because when you get those little zips in your emotional, you know, it frees that. So that is a great, powerful tool for, you know, the emotional freedom. When you have these things, you can't low, you just tap it out and use that, and it's gone. Mm-hmm. It takes care of that. Just a good tool.
Exactly. So you demonstrated last time the emotional freedom technique. Yeah. What is the emotional freedom?
Emotional is it's a tapping.
Okay.
No, it was more the trapped emotions we did. Trapped emotions we did, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, there's different techniques for like trapped emotions. But the main thing that the biggest problem we have is the live emotions is when we're actually interacting with people. And you know, these forums on the internet are really good practice for people. If you can be on a powerful forum on the internet where people are attacking each other and you can be the voice of reason, where you're calm and you can respond pleasantly where everybody else is just attacking, that is really good practice for you. I mean, almost as good as a difficult marriage. Difficult marriage is really good practice, too. I'd say probably half the people here have been in a difficult marriage one time or another in their life, and that is really a great school for teaching you to control your emotional nature. And even a good marriage, it takes quite a bit of control to keep everything running smoothly, and so you can respond pleasantly to your spouse or partner or kids or whatever. And it takes a lot of self-control to be able to do this. When a person gets the control, so he can take all the emotional garbage that's out there that's thrown his direction and diffuse it, and not respond in a negative way to it, not respond in a way that directs the negativity back into you. Because this is one of the biggest causes of ill health there is somehow we've allowed that negativity to come into us. Now, bad diet and things like that cause a certain amount of ill health, bad genes and things like this, things we inherit. But there's probably nothing that produces more ill health than negative emotions. Matter of fact, I read about this guy that got MS one time. And what he did is he rented every comedy movie that he could get his hands on, and he made himself laugh as much as he could. He listened to every comic, every funny movie, and he was just laughing every night, and after a period of time, he was cured of his MS, and that's how he cured himself. You know, just putting himself in a really good emotional state where he was just laughing, having a feeling like he was having a good time every night. But what if we can get control of our emotional nature, then we've removed the second major barrier between us and our soul. So our souls is that much closer to us. What's the third barrier?
Illusion.
Exactly right, illusion. What is illusion?
Thinking
what?
Thinking that we're the God of all gods.
No, that's a big illusion. Some people kind of think they're a lot of people think they're a lot farther along the path than they are. Jesus gives some good advice on that. He said back in his day, they had these rooms and seating procedures where if you sat in the highest room, you were the guest of honor. If you sat in the lowest room, you were at the bottom of the totem pole. And he says, when you're invited to one of these dinners, he says, don't sit in the highest seat. Because if you do, the host may come and say, hey, you don't belong there. Go down. You belong in the lowest seat. He says, it would be really embarrassing. He says, instead, when you go to a festival like this, take the lowest seat. And then when he comes, and if he thinks you deserve the higher, he'll say, hey, brother, come up higher. And then you'll feel really good about that, you know. And if you don't come up higher, you won't be embarrassed. So, because you already took the lowest seat, nobody can embarrass you now. So, I thought that was pretty good advice. So, illusion is the last big hurdle, big barrier between us and our souls. What is illusion? Susan pointed out that, well, it's where we're thinking we're maybe higher than we are. That's a big illusion many people have. Many of the gurus out there have that illusion that they're the lone voice in the whole world that has any light, need to listen to him or we're going to go to hell or that type of thing. Connected with illusion is also glamour. And glamour is actually connected with illusion and emotion, because glamour is where our ego is fed. And when our ego is fed, we think things are more important than they are. We may think, have a glamour about being, maybe even like a good father or a good mother. And maybe you're not as good as you think you are, but maybe you have a glamour about it. Or maybe you have a glamour about feeling, seeing yourself as just really a humble person. And maybe you're not really humble at all, but maybe this humility that you have is really a false persona you have built around you, and you're not really humble at all. So we have many glamours connected with illusion. But we have many illusions that are encapsulated in our minds when we're young. When we're young, we're taught many things that are incorrect. And when we're taught many things that are incorrect, it's really hard to correct them when we get older. Like, well, let's say this is connected to the emotions and the mind, maybe. Like, let's say the parents give the kid the feeling that he's just not good enough. Okay? A lot of kids grow up feeling that way, that they're not worthy of their parents, or their parents are disappointed in them, and they just always feel that they're not good enough. That creates an illusion in their mind that permeates everything they believe in from that point on. And to get out of that illusion, they have to go back and revisit where that thinking came from and diffuse it.